The other morning, I woke up in the wee hours and I had this very uneasy feeling just surrounding me. Something is terribly wrong.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the weekend edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. As I said, the other morning I woke up in the wee hours, probably about 3:30, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I got up, got out to the living room, sat down in my chair and thought maybe I'd read for a while, that I can, you know, help me fall back asleep. And as I'm reading just some of the various news stories that have been swirling around for the past several weeks, this very strange thought occurred to me. Connect the dots. Connect all the dots. All these seemingly unrelated stories have a relationship. That became so clear in my mind to begin to look at what common threads tie it all together. We are seeing some unprecedented things right before our very eyes here in this year of 2024. Look, I turned 70 not long from now. Let's leave it at that. And I can't remember a time as weird as this with so many. It's not like it's one big, humongous, massive thing. It's just a pile of things that are all big in their own way, combining for a perfect storm. Some of the reports, for example, coming out of Western North Carolina, to me, are extremely troubling beyond words. And I say that as somebody that lived in that region for many, many years. I spent a lot of time in Asheville, North Carolina over the years. Even in work, I know the town. I know some of the people that work there to this day. And something about this storm is just beyond words. Sure, it's the 1,000-year storm or the 500-year storm, definitely beyond the 100-year. And yes, I'm fully aware that those kind of weather events do actually happen, and they happen enough to know that they're real. I mentioned before, it was, in terms of weather forecasting, the perfect storm. The Appalachian region for about 2 weeks had had a steady amount of rainfall, which is typical this time of the year. One of the fronts seemed to stall a little longer than usual, nothing totally out of the ordinary. I know where I live in southwest Virginia, a lot of our creeks had risen, but they were not out of their banks, but they were getting close. But I'd seen that before in these past few years. I'd seen that in North Georgia. I'd seen that in upstate South Carolina in the mountains. This is nothing new. I've seen this over a period of 50 plus years. The ground was saturated. And then came this tropical storm turned hurricane that rapidly gained incredible strength. Now, they'll try to tell you it's all global warming, climate change, your gas stove, your lifestyle. You made this happen. They'll try to convince you that you're the culprit. It's all your fault, and you must change the way you live. Now, John Kerry, Vietnam veteran, he can travel in his private jet because he's really very important, you understand. But no, you need to get your little electric car and move to a 15-minute city where we can better care for your needs. I've been reading some stories. It's amazing. The mainstream media today is just, I'm going to just come out and say it. You may not like the way I put it, but I have to. They're liars. They are lying filth. BBC, lying filth. CBC, lying filth. American mainstream media, all of it. In the tank, leftist lunatics, all of them. Untrustworthy, haters of the gospel, haters of Christians, haters of truth, but all in for a baby butchering agenda. They want to either kill the baby in the womb. This is all the Democrat Party in the United States has. They can talk a great game. Yeah, we'll secure the border. Yeah, we'll fix the economy. No, the bottom line is all they want is unfettered abortion, access to little children, and to convince children when they're 5 and 6 and 7 to determine if they're gay or trans. This is the demonic realm that we're facing today. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. American citizens are being treated like garbage by their own government. Here in the United States, millions of people have entered the United States. Now, before you say and try to remind me that Jesus was once a refugee when he left Bethlehem for Egypt, remember that the entire region was the Roman Empire, and so he was not illegally traveling and crossing a border. I believe in helping the stranger. The Bible teaches it, and I do. But I also believe what the Bible says, that we should respect the laws of the places that we're going to. And if the law of the place you want to go to says there's a process for coming here, you abide by it. You don't break the law to get here. But we have a problem. And somebody pointed this out. You know, many of us see it, but once again, play the game with me, connect the dots. FEMA, which is the most useless, that's the Federal Emergency Management Administration. FEMA has got to be the most corrupt, inept, stupid, worthless, useless organization in government, among many others. That if it was up to me, would have basically 90% of their people fired on the spot, and the other 10% checked out to make sure they're not corrupt. And the only thing that FEMA should do is coordinate assets. See, I worked in emergency management. Those of us on the ground in our communities know our needs. Some bureaucrat sitting at a desk in Washington, D.C. doesn't understand the things that we are facing. He's sitting there playing on his iPhone thing or his computer thingy, and, you know, trying to explain to us how we should manage an emergency. They're clueless fools. I worked with them, I know. Did a major Homeland Security drill back in 2010 when I worked in emergency management. FEMA was the most worthless, useless agency I'd ever met in my life. They bought in all this great equipment that they never used, didn't even know how to use what they had. And these are the people we trust. Well, according to the Joe Biden White House, which, you know, Kamala Harris is a part of. Remember, she was the one chosen to be the vice president, now running for president on that record. FEMA assistance, the Federal Emergency Management Administration assistance for Florida, North Carolina, and South Carolina, may include a one-time $750 payment to help with essential items like food, water, baby formula, and other emergency supplies. After registering for disaster assistance, individuals may also qualify to receive disaster-related financial assistance to repair. Those are loans, by the way. Storm damage to homes, and maybe some assistance to find a temporary place to stay. The average person coming from Haiti to the United States illegally gets far more. The average Haitian coming to Springfield, Ohio, is getting an EBT card for vastly more in food per month. They're getting cash, they're getting phones, they're getting anything they need. But American citizens eat mud. That's how we're being treated. And there's something else about what's going on in North Carolina that's becoming increasingly disturbing to me. Those of you that have listened for any length of time to this program, look, I'll get a few people that'll hear the program once or twice, and then they'll write, oh, are you into some kind of conspiracy theories? No, bozo, I'm not. I'm very cautious about the things that I share. I want to make sure that I feel comfortable in their truthfulness before I share them with you. I don't want to be like a lot of clickbait websites and other nonsense that give you garbage stories. Half of them are fake, phony, and fraudulent, and people share them. I don't do that. People share a lot of stuff with me, and I do a little quick research, and I can find out and find the real source and find out a lot of those stories are just garbage, so I don't mess with them. But there is something about what is going on in Western North Carolina that from my time in emergency management, look, the first thing I learned when I went into emergency management from a skilled operator, and I say that in a good sense, knew his business. He said, the biggest secret to emergency management is relationships. How do you relate with those partners you're going to need when a disaster strikes? Like, oh, the power company, the Red Cross, which I'm increasingly despising for a number of reasons. We had a great rapport with agencies like the Southern Baptist Convention because they had trailers that had showers and bathrooms and washing machines and all these things you forget about after, you know, that you really do need in the aftermath of a disaster. They could provide them on a phone call, no charge. You began to learn who your partners were in the Civil Air Patrol if you're needing to go find people. You begin to have a Rolodex of people you know you can count on. And you spend a lot of your time in being prepared for a disaster, cultivating and maintaining those friendships and relationships. You become empathetic to their needs as well. And that's what I did for a number of years. I spent a lot of time dealing with entities that would be the people I have to call, including at the power company, the water company, the gas company, so we could work with them and help coordinate their needs if they needed additional people to clear roadways or chop down trees, whatever the case may be. Emergency management is just that, management, coordinating effort, coordinating resources, trying to find the fastest way to get things from point A to point B, and trying to get to the neediest individuals first in the greatest need, those that are in peril. And here's what I'm finding disturbing. It's almost like FEMA doesn't want parts of Western North Carolina to ever recover. FEMA doesn't want families saved. FEMA doesn't want dead bodies picked up. I'm getting too many credible reports from people that I honestly trust because their reputation precedes them. Will they end up being 100% right on this? Don't know. But their track record has always been above average, way above average. It's rare when a story they share ends up not being true. And so a number of stories are leaking out of North Carolina. Now, I know Asheville was hard hit. It's a city. And I'm pretty certain that it will, over a period of time, recover to a degree. I think it'll be decades, many decades, before it ever gets back to close to what it once was in size, stature, and population. I think after this episode, many people will flee that area for, you know, another place where you don't have the floods. They're going to get away from rivers. They're not going to want to be around it. I see a lot of other things happening up there, too. And I don't want to I hate to put this politically. Asheville as a city. Now, Asheville, you have a number of counties there. Henderson County comes to mind. Buncombe County come to mind. They're just swirling in my head right now. So many of them. And it's a beautiful area. Towns like Lake Lure, Black Mountain. By the way, Black Mountain is where Billy Graham's radio station and many of the facilities that have to do with the Billy Graham Association are on the outskirts away from Asheville. And the political landscape in the immediate area of Asheville is simple. The city of Asheville is very leftist liberal. It just is. The county, not so much. And the surrounding counties, much less. In other words, if you're looking in terms of a color map, Buncombe County may look blue on the surface, but it's just the blue pimple called the city of Asheville. Everything around it is very red. And so are the many other counties like McDowell County and what they're all conservative areas. Outside of Asheville, the western North Carolina area impacted by this storm is incredibly conservative, and they have the ability, if people vote, to swing the entire state. And now I have to wonder, a month from now, how many of those in western North Carolina will be able to vote, will want to vote, or will be allowed to vote? North Carolina's Electoral College delegates could end up being, well, changed because of the loss of that part of the state. North Carolina will be relying on Raleigh, Chapel Hill, Durham, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, generally very to the left Democrat-leaning areas. And the election could be determined by the state of North Carolina. It's one thing that concerns me. Here we are, a month away from an election. And that region is destroyed. I have reports in front of me that I believe are relatively credible. I'm not going to say 100%, but I'm going to share with you because my instinct says there's going to be a significant amount of truth that comes out of these stories as the days and weeks come ahead of us. The official count, I believe, in North Carolina is going to be incredibly high. I can remember that region of North Carolina for the pandemic was told to expect 3,000 additional deaths, and that's just one county. Of course, that never happened. The body bags that were purchased back in 2020 are probably going to be used extensively now. There are credible reports coming out of small town areas that nobody's reached yet, that there are people that have gone without food and water for 5 and 6 days. People trying to help are being turned away by federal authorities. There is a absolutely credible story about a helicopter pilot, former law enforcement individual from Pageland, South Carolina. And he and his son, knowing that there was a need for helicopters for rescue and what have you in that part of the world, he fueled up his copter, went up there to help, and actually had rescued some people. And he found this one home isolated. People, you know, they couldn't get out. Their roads are gone. Their mountain is sliding away. They can't do anything. There's no power, no communication, no internet, no nothing. He was even a little skeptical about landing on the driveway because it was so cracked and it may collapse. They got the mother out first, and he left his son behind with the father and said, "I'll come back for the two of you once I get her to safety, just a few minutes away." And when he landed, they were telling him not to go back to retrieve his son or the other person. "No, no, no, we don't. You've got to leave or we're going to arrest you." This is the garbage going on in western North Carolina. These territorial morons, idiots, and reprobates running emergency management are all scum, every one of them. I have to tell you, I've been there. I know the area. Well, this guy kind of defied the order, and he did get his son, but he had to leave the husband behind because they kind of let him get his son, but we'll go get him eventually. He could have just as easily bought him back, but no. Some pinheaded idiot bureaucrat stopped it. I want to know his name. America needs to know that scumbag's name. He needs to be fired. This is not a time for territorialism. This is not a time for anything. People's lives are at stake. And this is not a time to be a territorial fool, a territorial boss, a territorial boss hog, whatever. We don't need it. And the federal government will give you a one-time payment of $750 to get you some food, water, prescriptions, emergency supplies, and baby formula after you fill out lots of forms. How many forms did the illegals coming across the border have to fill out before they were given their iPhones? How many forms did they have to fill out? How many things did they have to pledge and promise? What did they have to do? And how many of them are now registered to vote in the states in which they live? We're about to find out in about a month. It's funny. The Biden administration sent how many billions of dollars to Ukraine last week? How many billions of dollars over the past 6 months? Hundreds of billions, and they have no money. You got Mayorkas. Another liar, another person that needs to be investigated, probably put on trial and put in prison before it's over. Mayorkas opened the border. Mayorkas lied to Congress, the American people, and failed to do his job and did it for the purpose of treason, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I really believe everything the man did, this is my opinion. His allowing the border to be open, his lying to Congress, his policies, were all designed for one thing, to destroy this country from the inside out like a traitor. And he and all of those that were involved in this should be tried for treason, period. There is no other way to save this country. If we don't do it, if it doesn't happen now, it's over. It's just done and over if you haven't figured it out. Connect the dots. Somebody pointed out something and I did a little research to verify it, to be 100% certain. Lithium to the leftist lunatics is the new gold, because you can make battery powered cars. It's going to be the electric lifestyle, everything controlled by wind and solar and lithium batteries. We don't need your coal or your carbon. We got to get rid of fossil fuel. The only fossils we have are in the Congress and the Senate of the United States. They're the fossils. Fossil fuel, give me a break. Must have been a whole lot of dinosaurs hanging out in Saudi Arabia and Texas back in the day. And there must have been so many of them to give us so much plentiful fuel. And we have just unlimited natural gas. But no, we're told it's got to be wind and solar and lithium. Where is the biggest lithium deposits, if not the only, of any value in the United States? Western North Carolina. When somebody pointed that out to me, before I jumped on that, the first thing I did a little research, and I found this company in Western North Carolina talking about all the mining they do, and they're the number one for America to do lithium, and there's an area. There's an area of Western North Carolina about 20 miles, I would guess, northeast of Asheville. That community has been very concerned about, you know, unfettered mining. It's a beautiful region. And the towns have been very divided for years. I did a little research and I found an old news story going back about a year when some of these topics had first come up about mining in some of these communities, like near Lake Lure and other places not far from Asheville. And a lot of people were afraid to give their name when talking to a reporter. Why? It's that much of a divisive issue. You have those that will become incredibly wealthy selling out to the mining interest, and those that are dead set against it because of the destruction we do to the landscape. Now, connect the dots with me, please. I'm not saying this is, but boy, it certainly smells pretty bad. I am now convinced, and this is from reading numerous stories and reports, that many of these towns and communities cut off right now, the roads are not, they're gone, will disappear forever. Somebody went as far as to say there is talk that many of the bodies will never be recovered and just buried in the bulldozed rubble. I really believe the death toll is going to be astronomical in Western North Carolina. It's not some low number like we're being told. It's going to be a number vastly higher. See, I do know, and having worked in the business, I understand the lingo of writing a news release from a public officer's, information officer's point of view. We use a term called confirmed deaths. We've confirmed that, you know, 75 people or whatever died. That means that we have identified the individuals and notified next of kin. When I would write a press release, if a press release is written that says we now have 77 confirmed dead, 39 confirmed dead, whatever the number, that means that we've identified the individual and we have notified the next of kin. And what is mysteriously missing in a lot of these reports is we have 100 others that we have not yet identified. They're not saying anything about that. And normally, if I was doing a press release, I would include the two numbers. We have 39 confirmed deaths and 40 unconfirmed. That means we have bodies or body parts, I hate to be so gruesome, that we have not yet put together or figured out. And so I am very suspicious the way these news releases have been worded during this time. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Who gets wealthy? It was Rahm Emanuel, worked for the Bill Clinton administration, who made this statement. Never let a good crisis go to waste. The globalist, demonically possessed, that want to rule the world, usher in a one world currency, religion, and government. They will never let a good crisis go to waste. And I've learned the deep state is far deeper than you and I could ever imagine on a global scale, not just in the United States. It is everywhere. Canada, you are so compromised. The United Kingdom, you're almost done. Germany, it's over. You have turned back into Nazi Germany, and you don't even see it. You don't even see it. European Union. There's a lot I want to share in a couple of minutes. But something about what's going on in Western North Carolina is frightening. What is being allowed to happen is beyond scary. And if you don't have a surety in something tangible, then you have no hope. When I get back, let's continue this discussion. And together, let us find hope.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our weekend edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I got a couple of stories that I want to share in this segment, but I want to leave you with some hope before it's all said and done. We hear so much about climate change being the greatest threat to the planet, and sadly, too many people are believing that lie. Now, I'm saying it, and I'm sure the mainstream media here in the United States would immediately want to condemn me as fake news, false news, cancel me, shut me down, shut me off. Do not listen. All phony. You know it. You've heard it before. But there are some basic scientific realities that you're forcing me to abandon to believe this garbage. That's what it is. Let me explain something. It is the sun, not some kind of CO2 level that is driving the Earth's climate. There's some things that I've known since I was in basically junior high school about basic earth science that you knew by the ninth grade, and somehow we've forgotten all this basic science. The sun is the biggest driver of the Earth's climate, period. Period. And right now, we are going through a cycle of unprecedented activity, at least in my lifetime. I'm sure it's not unprecedented over a few thousand years, of sunspot activity. The sun goes through these cycles. It affects communications. It affects especially shortwave radio. You see these auroras, borealis in the sky, something you don't normally see. This is all from these solar storms that are impacting our planet. There's a couple of other things that, once again, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about because it's not convenient for them. It destroys their fake narrative of control over you. And understand, the mainstream media is nothing more than the propaganda arm of the leftists that are trying to run the globe. And why do they do it so willingly? Because they get so wealthy in the process. Those of you in the United States that watched this past week's debate, you had two women reporters that don't have two worthwhile brain cells between the two of them, but they get paid millions of dollars a year to be pretty faces and act important on the television. Yet these people are total, well, buffoons, to be polite. That's the nicest word I can find for them. They're sold out buffoons that say whatever's on the teleprompter. And it became evident they're not capable of really thinking for themselves. If you watch the full debate, they did. They were outclassed, even by Walz of all people. Definitely by J.D. Vance. But somehow we are told that it's CO2, it's gas stoves, it's cows that are destroying the planet. Yet the leading scientist will tell you, they argue that the, you know, IPCC's data, that's the UN's group, and their interpretation is totally flawed. It's the sun. And then there's something else that happened over the past couple of years. Once again, you don't see this in the media because it destroys the narrative. Truth has a really, it's like a disinfectant. And they're trying to sell you this diseased concept, and the disinfectant of truth is getting in the way. In the Pacific Ocean last year, and even into this year, there has been some volcanic activity under the surface. Now, that's nothing totally new. That comes and goes from time to time. But here's what's happening. And once again, the evidence is there for those that are willing to take the scales off their eyes, take off the rose-colored glasses, and stop watching stupid television networks like the BBC, the CBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them. Just get away from them. MSNBC, CNN, the liars, the propaganda artist. You gotta separate yourself from the liars and find the truth. There is a chain under the Pacific Ocean that has been erupting. And what it's been doing in that region of the Pacific, it's been warming the water tremendously. And one of the side effects, and people don't seem to understand this, of these underground volcanoes, it throws a tremendous amount of, you know, trillions of gallons of water into the atmosphere. And that becomes a global phenomena, not just local in the Pacific Ocean. And so over a period of a year or so, we gradually increase the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. And this can cause rainfalls when you can gather the right storm to be larger, broader, and far more rain coming down. That's just a known scientific fact. This is nothing I'm making up. This is just something we've known for ages but just choose to ignore. Sunspots, underwater volcanoes. And there's something else happening that a lot of people don't want to talk about. There seems to be the beginning of a shift in our poles. In other words, we have North Pole, South Pole, we have compasses. What's going to happen to this world if that should shift? And that's your hamburger meat and your SUV and your gas stove is not changing that. Something is changing it. And there are those that predict the day's going to come when all of that flips. And the compass that used to point north will be pointing south. What's going on? Extreme 2023 heat anomaly. You know, NASA stated it was the warmest year on record. It follows the solar radiation pattern, not any kind of a greenhouse gas. And by the way, CO2 is heavy. It's not light. It's not going to track up there to 35,000 feet or 20,000 or 10,000 and hold you into this greenhouse bubble. It lays lower to the ground. CO2 is also the food for trees and plants and food. We are at a point now when it comes to CO2, if it should drop much lower in the atmosphere than what it is right now, plant life as we know it will be stunted in growth or die. We're sitting on the line. Yet they want you to believe that CO2 is the culprit. It's not. There is so much evidence you can find in the Earth, that CO2 levels were much higher at other points in the last several thousand years than it is today by far. Times were greener, crops were more abundant, and temperatures warmer than they are today. This cherry-picked data has been used to control you. And so they try to tell you that, you know, it's all your fault. And then we have other problems. You know, whether you like the guy or not, Bob Dylan once had a great line. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Because the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Here in the United States, water mains are breaking about every 2 minutes somewhere, resulting in contaminated drinking water. One out of three bridges in the United States need repair, endangering hundreds of millions of commuters. More than 42,000 bridges carrying about 167 million vehicles every day are in disrepair. 300 million people could face power outages just over the next several years due to widespread power grid failures because of infrastructure issues. The infrastructure in the United States is failing. The Biden administration passed an Inflation Reduction Act, and they were going to do all this infrastructure. All of it was a big fat lie. It was all for the Green New Scam. Collapsing bridges, buckling roads, railways that need help. You know, by the way, in Western North Carolina, some of the big CSX lines are gone. You know, so rail, you know, Interstate 40, Interstate 26 between Greenville and Asheville. When you get to a town in Tennessee that got washed away, it could be a year from now before these interstates open. Wasn't that many months ago that my wife and I were on Interstate 26 heading to Georgia. That road is now closed. The other way that I could go to other places, it's closed too. So we now have to deal with only one pathway out of here, and that is going to be primarily, there are ways to get into Tennessee, but you got to go all the way to Knoxville and come around down toward Atlanta. Or I have to go up to Interstate 77 to go down to Interstate, well, take 77 down to Interstate 85 or that region. Because that section just west of Asheville is now closed to I-40 and I-26. The two major, you just have one way in now. And Asheville is essentially cut off from the rest of the world on the major interstate routes. We have been unprepared to deal with weather disasters. You know, some people want to say they're climate disasters, climate. Well, we didn't cause it. The sun caused it. Under the water, volcanoes have caused it. Natural things are causing it. History shows over thousands of years, this is a pattern. And all the money pledged over the years to fix it, where's the money? Who's sitting on it? Who spent it? We spend hundreds of billions of dollars propping up warmongers and the warmongering families here in the United States, like the Cheney family and many others. We're propping up the warmongers. These people don't want peace. They want turmoil in Ukraine. They want turmoil in the Middle East. They want endless turmoil in Europe. They want endless wars. And then the devastation from this hurricane shows the failure by the federal government to put the needs of the American people first. It's evident. Entire towns are underwater, destroyed, and will never come back. Roadways are impassable. Water is, you know, drinkable water is scarce. And about a couple of million households are still without power. Our priorities need to be reexamined. We have to root out the graft and the corruption and the pork barrel spending and the silliness and the stupidity that is evident in both political parties. I'm done. I'm sick of the phony, fraudulent conservatives, and I have nothing to do with the demonically possessed leftist. The demonically possessed leftists that think a child at the age of 4, 5, and 6 should be able to determine their gender or if know if they're homosexual or not. These demonically possessed people are scary and they're dangerous. And the elites of the globe live in their shelters and live in their places of security. And they really don't care what happens to you or I, as long as their power and their stature continues to grow. The Bible says the spirit of Antichrist is already here. And I will venture to say, the spirit of Antichrist has been alive and well in the globalist elites for centuries. It's an amazing thing that Christians fail to understand. The devil himself and all his hordes of demons know their day will come and they're done. They have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. And they know their plans for world destruction and domination may take 1,000 years. And they convince people that may live 50 to 80 years to do their work. They'll never see it done, but each is doing their part along the way. And they're given over to delusion to think they're doing the right thing. When all is said and done, the distractions, the sleight of hand political theater that's played out every 2 years, every 4 years here in the United States is distracted, deluded, amused, and basically kept the government that we have that is so untrustworthy. They're still in power. And they're trying to find more ways to shut down your ability to talk out against them. You can't, listen, you can't even share certain news stories from the United States and Canada anymore. It's against the law. Your freedom of speech is dead. It was robbed from you. It's being robbed in the European Union. It's being robbed in the United Kingdom. It's being robbed in Australia. It's being robbed everywhere. And it's gradually and it's rapidly disappearing here in the United States. James Madison once said, "No nation could preserve its freedoms in the midst of a continual warfare." And this is what is occurring. The warmongering class of elitist and globalist, which includes the Bush family, includes, like I say, the Cheneys and many others, including Democrats and Republicans and bankers and all of that class. Our government will be destabilized by all this. Look at the inflation here in the United States. Thinking the other day just how much the value of the dollar has gone down in my lifetime. Just in my lifetime. There was a time I could go to the grocery store with my late wife, and on $25, I could fill up the cupboard. Takes 10 times that to do as much now. Former President Dwight D. Eisenhower, January 1961, as he was leaving office, warned the American people not to let the profit-driven war machine that was built up during World War II endanger our liberties or our democrat processes. Eisenhower was the supreme commander of the Allied forces in Europe during World War II, and prior to World War II, the United States would gear up for a war, change over the plants, like, you know, the manufacturing, to go from peacetime to wartime. World War II and all this borrowed money created the likes of massive companies, General Dynamics, and I can Raytheon, and so many more that are almost too numerous to even begin to recount. As a child growing up in Long Island, we had Grumman, we had all these aerospace and military contractors surrounding us. It became a mega billion-dollar machine. And if peace ever breaks out, these jobs and the money is gone. Every gun made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in a final sense, a theft from those who are hungry and are not fed, those that are cold and are not clothed. The world seeks peace, but The problem is they haven't found the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, that is found in God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Until you can find that peace, until you can find the Savior, no man, no institution, no government will ever save you. The psalmist says, do not put your trust in princes or the sons of men. You need to put your trust in Almighty God. One of my favorite hymns growing up and to this day always reminds me of that hope and that confidence that you and I can have in having Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You will never find it in politicians. You will never find it in institutions. Only in Jesus Christ.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils His lovely face,
I can say is, where did the time go this weekend? I mean, really, where did it go? We covered a lot of ground. We're living in a very tumultuous world. I could have shared another 20 stories, equally as bad, of the things that are occurring in government, in our society, even within the church, the apostate, falling church. I'll talk more about that next week. I do want to share some thoughts for many of you that listen on shortwave. You can hear us in a number of ways. Number one, you can hear us from our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. At the website, there's a listing of the radio stations, the times that we are on, and the frequencies, and also the many podcast sites you can hear the program. And it would mean the world to me if you would let me know how you listen. Some of you by radio, I know. Many by podcast. Well, podcast is great. Let me know which source. Are you listening on Spotify, Apple, whatever the case may be, Conviction Radio, which has moved to a podcast site? There have been times, and I know we looked at it several years ago, but they wanted me to maintain a channel for too many hours a day. Would it be worth being on free-to-air satellite on an audio channel? I'd love to get your thoughts on that. It's not cheap, but it can be done. I also know that you can hear these programs, believe it or not, if you have a Roku TV set. Look for a channel called Ancient Word. Ancient Word. Every one of these programs is available on a Roku television set. You can listen today. But to stay on the air, we need your support. You can support us from the website I mentioned, truth2ponder.com. Or would you consider today making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio? Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, the zip code 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, 24319, and we will see you next week.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.